USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe winter weather is creating havoc from coast to coast. The South has been brought to a standstill by rare winter weather and a deadly tornado struck in North Carolina overnight. Brunswick County Emergency Center Director Ed Conroe saying,
"Unfortunately, we've had 10 injuries that we can report this time, and we had 3 confirmed fatalities."
Record cold air is blanketing the central United States. The National Weather Service saying Lincoln, Nebraska reported a low temperature of minus 31 this morning. President Biden hits the road on Tuesday to push for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan during a town hall in Milwaukee. The town hall will air on CNN at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It will be a socially distanced event with the president taking questions from a small invitation-only audience of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Health officials say the dramatic drop in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is because of social distancing measures and more vaccines. Dr. Ajiz Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show we need to keep our guard up for just a little bit longer.
We're just about to enter a really big storm. We will get through that storm, and by the later spring, I think things will be much, much easier to open. I'm just asking people to hold on a little bit longer.
The number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have fallen about 25% on a week-to-week basis. The White House is focused on passing the coronavirus stimulus package following the conclusion of former President Trump's impeachment trial. The White House saying it's a critical priority for Congress. President Biden holding a CNN town hall Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president will be taking questions from independents, Democrats, and Republicans. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl has said the international body's investigation into the origins of the coronavirus were in fact conducted by Chinese authorities. The probe was to consider whether the virus could have accidentally leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology that has been studying coronavirus spread from bats to humans. Was carried out by local authorities and not the WHO. Metzl's comments come days after Peter Embrek, a Danish scientist who led the WHO mission, said it's extremely likely that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. All of this has senators on Capitol Hill, including Republican Senator Tom Cotton, wanting more done to look into the origins of the coronavirus.
I think they went into the Institute of Virology in Wuhan and had a cup of coffee and a couple of donuts, and they were told nothing to see here, and they're like, okay, we're going to leave. China needs to be forthright. They need to finally provide answers about the beginning of this pandemic.
NASA officials say all systems are a go for their most sophisticated rover Perseverance to land on Mars later this week. Associate Administrator Thomas Zurbuchen says this new technology will allow NASA to return samples from Mars to Earth.
And now we're at the advent of an entirely new phase, returning samples. An aspirational goal that has been with the science community for decades.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.